everyone. This is Molly Douthat.
And David Douthat.
Welcome to More Than Hearing, a podcast to encourage preachers to use multiple intelligences in their sermons and worship leadership, because there are plenty of ways to reach someone's soul.
Today's podcast will cover the lectionary selections for the gospel for Ordinary 25, Proper 20, or Pentecost plus 18. Mark tells about how Jesus upends expectations of greatness with a special effect of his own. We'll do our best to upend your ordinary preaching with our multiple intelligence illustrations and special effects. So come along, won't you?
We have established this podcast based on Dr. Howard Gardner's theory of multiple intelligences. Dr. Gardner suggests that there are multiple ways to learn, process, remember, and understand our world. Each week we develop illustrations and special effects for the weekly readings of the Revised Common Lectionary that use various smarts based on Dr. Gardner's identified intelligences. We call them word smart, eye smart, math smart, body smart, music smart, nature smart, people smart, and self smart. You can read more about Dr. Gardner's work by clicking on the link at the top of our webpage.
As we read and reflect on the scripture passages for each week, we explore ways these intelligences can be utilized for a deeper appreciation of God's Word. Anytime and any way we make use of the different smarts, we give people greater access to the Word of God so they can acquire it, process it, and internalize it in ways that make sense to them. So let's get started.
Hey everyone, we're back. We've had 2 weeks off. David was finishing up his grand tour of observatories, and I went out and joined him in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We did a little touring of southern New Mexico. My mom came down. We did a little more touring of New Mexico, and then drove up to Colorado and spent 2 days decompressing.
Yes.
And now here we are on a train in Iowa. We are either approaching or have just passed Ottumwa. I don't remember where. I've gotten a little distracted.
I think we're approaching Ottumwa.
Yes. So if the sound quality is a little off, or if you suddenly hear an announcement for an Ottumwa, Iowa, that's why. It's an interesting experience to be doing the show on a train. And sleeping on a train. We did that last night, and we'll do it again tonight. So, anyway, here we are on a train. We did a show in the car once, remember?
We did, a very brief 3-minute episode.
Yeah.
Saying, we're not doing an episode.
Because we're in a car.
Yeah, right. But we're actually doing an episode here today.
Okay, so here we go.
All right, so let's take a look at Mark 9. Verses 30 to 37, the gospel lesson for Ordinary 25, Year B. This is Jesus giving one of his passion predictions. I think this is the second
yes,
one.
Yes, it's the second.
Yes. And so they've been out and about, and I think this comes after they were in some of the Gentile territories.
Yes,
right?
I believe so.
So they're coming. I have not done much research.
Neither one of us has. We're kind of a little bit flying by the seat of our pants.
A little bit of that.
On a train.
Yep. So they're passing through Galilee, and Jesus didn't want anybody to know. And he's talking to his disciples, and he predicts his passion coming up and says, the disciples didn't understand, and they were afraid to ask what he meant.
Right.
So instead, as they're making their way, they decide to argue about who is the greatest among them.
Because much more sense.
Yes, yes. So that might be a case of, what do you call that? Overcompensation, perhaps,
yes, or
inferiority complex. Building into a superiority complex.
Sure. We'll go with that. I was thinking it was more just kind of avoidance of the issue.
Well, there's definitely
we didn't understand what he meant. Well, I understood what he meant. Oh, yeah,
oh,
I know
sure
you didn't.
You did. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's how it started.
Yeah. So something like that. So there's a lot of people smart stuff in here anyway.
And
so when they get to the place where they're going, Jesus says, so what were you guys talking about anyway?
It's kind of like your parents when, you know, you're arguing with your siblings or your friends or something and they're in the other room and they're going, hey,
crap. What's going on?
They heard that.
Yeah. Depending on their level of cool, they'll either let you hang yourself or come in and say, knock it off.
Right.
So, anyway, the disciples were silent again here because they didn't want to tell him what they were talking about. But he knew. He was in the other room listening. So, so he sets them straight and says, whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all. And then he does an iSmart special effect here, or maybe people smart special effect.
Kind of body, too.
Kind of body. Yeah. Smart. When Jesus was just cool, he did it all. Anyway, he takes a little child and sets the child among them and says, whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me. So, there we go. All of this pointing us in a very different direction from what the world thinks about greatness. Mm-hmm. So, we have a number of items for you. Today, we're going to take a look at iSmart with a special effect. We have MathSmart illustration and special effect, BodySmart illustration and special effect, a MusicSmart special effect, sort of, and people smart illustration and special effect. So, okay. Molly, start us off there.
Okay. Well, the special effect that we have for iSmart is, you know, Jesus has already provided us a special effect by putting a child in the midst, a child being someone in that culture who has zero standing and is utterly vulnerable in that society. So he's upending expectations right there. So what you might do is, you know, when you talk about arguing who is the greatest, you might show a picture of the greatest, Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali.
Right.
Might have to explain it to some of the younger people.
Right, who don't know who that is.
Yep.
And then also for a special effect, looking at verse 36 with taking that child, show some of the before and after memes where families recreate picture from their childhood, but as adults, especially where someone is holding another person. We were at mom's house, we were talking about doing that with my mother and my nephew. Justin was about a year old, and we said, hey, Mom, you should try that. It would probably collapse my mother.
Justin now being 36.
And rather large, yes.
He's a big boy.
Yeah, but some of those memes are hysterical. Just go online and look for them.
Yeah, I saw one the other day where a younger brother was kind of planked across his older brother, and he was now like 6 feet tall or
right.
something.
Right. Yeah, that's the picture where toddler is holding the baby, right?
Yeah, right.
So show some of those things, and then discuss taking up the vulnerable in your metaphorical arms in Jesus' name, because that is essentially what Jesus is asking us to do, taking care of, protecting, tending to the needs of the vulnerable. That's what makes you great.
For MathSmart, Jesus comments in verse 37 about whoever welcomes one such as this welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me, is mathematically sort of akin to the transitive property of equality, which says that if A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C.
Right. Use that in geometry a lot.
Yes. And I think we've used this before.
Yeah. It can't hurt to use it again.
Right.
It's always good to review your math.
Yes. So we have a link for you to a short video that tells a little bit more about how this works and gives you a visual demonstration. So there's a little iSmart on it. And then for special effect, don't just talk about it, but use some newsprint or projection to demonstrate this transitive property of equality, first in mathematical terms, maybe lining up line segments or something mm-hmm. that are equal. Mm-hmm.
Doing the math lesson,
and then, as Jesus describes it, except here, equals becomes welcomes.
Right.
So,
A welcomes B,
B welcomes C, so A welcomes C.
Right.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
Cool. For an illustration for Body Smart, looking at verse 36, it says that Jesus took the child in his arms. It's a very protective gesture. It's also a very feminine gesture. It's something that you generally see, you see moms doing that, grandmas, but you also see dads and grandpas doing that too.
You know, sure.
Our culture now is much more welcoming for men to be demonstrative in their love and affection for their offspring. Just illustrate that, you know, maybe have somebody come up, or if you have your own child, if you have a young one, just hold them, pick them up, show them what it looks like. The idea of taking the child in their arms, though, this kind of goes into people smart a little bit, is that the child in that culture didn't have standing, was vulnerable, completely dependent on adults. Children in our culture are as well, but kids in our culture, they're pretty special. We kind of hold them up a bit more than they did 2,000 years ago. So if there's something else that's vulnerable, maybe hold an egg.
Oh.
Yeah. Pick up an egg and hold an egg, maybe even a blown egg, so that's just the shell, and very delicate. If there's anything else that you can get your hands on that is...
That's kind of nature smart there.
Ooh, yes it is.
Nice.
There we go. We'll just add that. You got one for free.
There you go.
So anyway, just illustrate that. Talk about how things that are vulnerable need some special care and some comforting holding. What were you going to say?
I was going to remind you of what you had mentioned before about the United Way.
Oh, right, yes. I think, and I have no way of checking this because we don't have Wi-Fi, that back in the day, I think the United Way used arms circling somebody else as their logo. Yeah, and if they didn't, it was something else, and I don't know what it was because I can't look it up.
Yeah, I think there are a number of charities that
do that surrounding sort of arms thing. Yeah.
So find one of those.
And use that as an illustration. Thank you for reminding me.
You're okay. Welcome.
Ooh, freight train's going by.
For a special effect for Body Smart, thinking about verse 34 again, where the disciples were arguing about who is the greatest, and I was thinking about when we were kids on the playground trying to sort out who would go first on things. And so you could take a baseball bat and get a few volunteers and do the hand thing going for the knob of the baseball bat,
right.
And so
one hand, next one hand.
Yeah, you take turns putting your hands around the bat on top of each other. Sometimes if you want to mix things up, you can do two fingers around it.
I never saw that. Did you ever do it where you toss the bat in the air and then somebody grabbed it and that's where you started from? So
yeah.
You toss the bat, you grab the bat. So you don't just start at the bottom. You
toss the bat
up in the air, grab it, and then that's where you start.
Right,
so it's a little more unpredictable.
Yeah, exactly. So that's one of the ways that we use to figure out who's first among us.
Right.
Yeah. Going on to Music Smart. This is just an idea. I hope to flesh it out for you maybe, but... you may have to do it yourself, but I was thinking that this would be a good opportunity maybe for poetry to write a poem about the passage and maybe about our own circumstances cultural understanding of greatness.
What's great.
And that the refrain would maybe wrap up with, "See who is the greatest."
Hmm.
And So, you know, 3-4 stanzas maybe.
Mm-hmm. And do it free verse maybe, so you're not sticking yourself with any kind of rhyme scheme.
Do the rhyme if you can. Yeah. You know, but thinking about Jesus' day, our day, then what Jesus said about who's the greatest, and then maybe going out into the world and looking differently.
Well, and the idea that the kingdom's understanding of greatness is very different from the world.
Right.
The kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God, is so different.
Yeah. So, anyway, give that a try.
For PeopleSmart, as an illustration, sticking with the who's the arguing of who is greatest among them, make a list of all the ways that you can think of how people decide who is best or greatest. Is it wealth? Is it education? Is it beauty? Is it talent? What is it that what sorts of criteria do you use to determine who is best or greatest?
And also maybe the sorts of competitions that we do.
Right. You know, the Olympics, the Oscars, the Nobel Prize.
Right.
Those kinds of things. Yeah. And for a special effect, invite people to add to your list or read randomly chosen items from your list or talk together about the items for the list.
For another special effect on verse 37, where Jesus does the transitive principle, do a short skit, and we're not likely to get one written for you, so you'll have to do this yourself again, but it shouldn't be too difficult. Do a short skit in which person A introduces person B to person C, who greets person B enthusiastically, but keeps calling B A.
You mean like my parents do?
Yeah. And everybody in your family, always getting the wrong name.
I don't know what you mean, Dewey.
Hey, now. Anyway, the
stop
idea...
Stop that, Maribel.
The idea would be that person C is welcoming B as if B
was person A. Yes. See, that's what my family's doing.
Sure. Of course it is. Yeah. So this is related to the Math Smart transitive principle, but just putting it into people terms.
Right. That's a very people kind of thing, too, because very often we're friends of friends, and that's how you make friends, is a friend introduces you.
Yeah.
So it kind of becomes, I know you, you know me, we know them, cuckoo-ca-choo.
Right.
You know, sort of a thing.
Yeah, or any friend of yours is a friend of mine,
right,
kind of thing.
Right.
So, yeah. So see what you can do with that. I think I have the idea in there. If I get a chance to write it up, I'm not going to get a chance to write it up. But if I do, I'll put it out there for you. But
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there we go.
There we go.
An episode on a train.
Yep.
We'll have to do one on an airplane and then a boat.
I guess so.
Find all the ways of transportation.
Yep.
If you can think of any other ways that you might think of us doing this show in a mode of transportation, let us know.
Indeed.
That's it for today's podcast. Please ask questions or leave us a comment on our website, www.morethanhearing.org, or facebook.com/morethanhearing, or tweet us at morethanhearing, or email us at connect@morethanhearing.org. If you tried any of these suggestions, or maybe even got an idea that you liked better than ours, please let us know what you did and how it went. We would love to hear how using this theory has made a difference in your preaching and worship.
Remember to check out the show notes, worksheets, links, and resources at our website. They go hand in glove with the podcast and give you lots more material to work with. Don't forget to subscribe using the links on the website for iTunes, Google Play, Android, or good old RSS, or just point your podcatching software at morethanhearing.org/feed/podcast. You can help others find us more easily by writing a review at the iTunes store, and of course you can share the show with your friends and colleagues. We'll be back with another episode next week, so in the meantime, stay subscribed
and be smart.
Yeah. Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
This is a Whippet Good Production.
It says something to me. What does it say? Mode of transportation.
Perfect.